Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Zayin. The Gemara begins, Itma Achin Shacholku, brothers divided up the Yerusha, Baal Chayiv, and not Al Chelkai Shal Echad Mehem, and Baal Chayiv came, and he was Goyva B'Chayiv, the Chilek of one of the brothers. What is the halacha? Could this brother now, who lost his Chilek, demand from the other brothers that they redivide up the karka evenly? Rav Amar Batla Machlokes, Rav holds the original Chalukah is Batla and they redivide up the Yerusha again. Ushmul Amar Vitter that this brother is Nifsad, the Bachayv took his Chalik, it's his loss and he's mafsed his Yerusha. And Rav Asi holds in between of Rav and Shmuel, Neutel Revia Bekaka, Revia Bemois, the Rashbam in the first Lashon is Mefarish, it means either Revia Bekaka or Revia Bemois. Now Kaponim Rav Asi is Mesupik and therefore he holds Yachloiku, he gets half of his Chalik, they have to pay him back, and half of it is Nifsad, the Halach is Yachloiku. The Mishnah asks a kasha on the Ikir Tzir of the Gemara. This that we say, Achin Shacholku Ba Baal Chayiv, and not L'Chelek Shel Echad Mehem. What right did the Baal Chayiv have to take the Chelek of one of the brothers? Why is it that he took his Chayiv completely from the Chelek of one of the brothers? Why don't we say he has to take a little bit from each brother? If there are three brothers, he should take a third of his Chayiv from each brother. He should take evenly from all the brothers, the Pirayin HaChayiv. What right did the Baal Chayiv have to go to one of the brothers and take the entire Chayiv from that brother? And there are a number of terutzim in the Rishonim, Tosis in the Ramaschal, Ubar Baal Chayiv, Tarav Chelka, he answers this question, and he says we are discussing a case where it was Asoi, the Karka and Apoitiki. This Karka was set up to be the Karka which the Baal Chayiv can be Perea Chayiv from, it was Bim Yuchad, they were Kaveh, this Karka is for the Pirayin HaChayiv. Being that it was Asoi Apoitiki, therefore the Baal Chayiv has a right to take this Karka, and if it was Naflo B'Chelka, Shalachad Meam, he can take it entirely from the Chelik of that one, he doesn't have to take it evenly from all the brothers. The Ramban answers that Kushimei Karalasa, the Ramban holds that a Baal Chayiv has a right is that when there are a number of brothers who are Yerush the Yerusha Saviyam, the Baal Chayiv Shalavim has a right, Rotzim Mizeh Goiva, Rotzim Mizeh Goiva. It's like the Ramban, the Baal Chayiv has a right to be Goiva from whichever brother he wants. He can take the entire Chayiv from any of the brothers that he wants. It's Rotzim Mizeh Goiva, Rotzim Mizeh Goiva, and the brother has to pay him back his Chayiv entirely. The Mela, the Achin Shachokul, the Baal Chayiv can go over to one of the brothers and say that brother should pay up the entire Chayiv. And that's the sugya that Bob Achayv not lachelik shel echad meam. What's that lach? I'm going to get redividing up the karka. There's a third teretz in the Chidusha Irani answers a third teretz ukipshute. This is also the kavon of the Ambanta being another teretz. That's what the Trumas Akrin, Tzumim Kofayin Hei, and the Avena Ozlam Mefarish, the kavon of the Amban. And the answer we're discussing a case where one of the brothers took the karka, which is Beinani, and the other brothers took the karka, which is the Idis or Ziboiris. They took different types of karka, Bachaluka, Sirusha, Saviyam. And the halach is that Baal Chayiv is goyve from karka beninus. So being that the ikir dina shall Baal Chayiv is to be goyve karka beninus, therefore the Baal Chayiv goes to the brother that took the karka beninus, and he takes from this brother the entire chayiv. He takes the karka beninus from this brother because ikir dina shall Baal Chayiv is to be goyve from karka beninus. The male that this brother cannot be matcha the Baal Chayiv and tell him to go to the other brothers and take other karka. Being that Baal Chayiv is dina be beninus, therefore he has a right to be goyve the beninus from this brother, and then this brother now. That's the sugi of our Gemara is discussing. This brother comes back to the other brothers to redivide the karka again. But this brother to pay up the entire chayiv has been that he got beininess and Baal Chayiv is dina be beininess. The Baal Chayiv has a right to be goyva his entire chayiv from this brother who got the chelik at beininess be Yerusha. Akoponim, we have the teretz of Tosis that we're discussing a case where as a soik akoya poitiki. We have the teretz of the Ramban that it's rotsim izeh goyva, rotsim izeh goyva. And we have the second teretz of the Ramban, the teretz of the Chidusha Ran. That being that one of the brothers was goyve was neutral bechelkai karka beninus and Baal Chayiv is dina bebeninus. Therefore, the Baal Chayiv has a right to take his entire chayiv from this brother, being that ikka dina is a beninus. This is ikka shibuda. On the ikka teretz of Tosis that we're discussing, our soy karka apoytigi the achrenim eskakasha. The Gemara in Baba Kama in the first law on the Avtesamad Aleph in the first lashon tells us a halacha. If the brothers divided up and one brother took karka and the other brother took safim. And the Baal Chayiv came, and the Baal Chayiv din is only to be goyve karka, not to be goyve the ksafim, metaltan, the yasmi, isn't mishtabdi le Baal Chayiv. So the Baal Chayiv came and took the karka, abu choyve, is like the Gemara, that the brothers redivide up the ksafim, the brother who took the karka, now takes half the ksafim from the brother who originally got the ksafim, be Yerusha. And the Gemara explains, being that the brother who took the ksafim took something that the Baal Chayiv cannot be goyve from, and the other brother took the karka, which is something a Baal Chayiv can be goyve from. It was a daita dahachi, they were being chaylik. It was a daita dahachi that if the Baal Chayiv comes and takes the karka from the brother who took the karka bechelka, he would be allowed to go to the other brother and take chatzi kaspoi, being that he took something which the Baal Chayiv cannot be goyve from. In fact, achreinim, why don't we say the same thing? When one of the karkois was nasa apaitiki and the brothers divided up the Yerusha, we should say just like by karka and ksafim, being that one brother took something which the Bachayv can be neitel b'chelkai, it's adaited the hachi that if the Bachayv actually comes, he can go to the other brother and be neitel chatzi chelkai. We should say the same thing by asoya kaka apaitiki, being that he took b'chelkai, something that the Bachayv can be neitel b'chayvai. We should say that Allah is that if the Bachayv actually comes, this brother was adaited the hachi that he should be able to go to the other brothers and take the equal amount and redivide up the karka, that he should also get a chilek pirusha and not be nifsad chelkai. Why don't we assume also that this that he took the karka, which is not poitiki, was a daita dahi, that if the Baal Chayv comes and takes the poitiki, he should be able to go to the other brothers and redivide up the karka again. What's pshat in Shmuel? That Shmuel says vita. The Maram in Baba Kama on Daf Tes answers this question, and the Maram says the case we are discussing is that there were two karkois made into a poitiki. Or if there are three brothers, there were three karkois made into a poitiki. Each brother took a karka that was made into an apoitiki. This gives the Baal Chayv a right to be given the karka from any of the brothers. He does not have to go evenly to each brother and take a chelak. Being that it was nasa apoitiki, that gives the Baal Chayv a right to take the karka be without handling with the other brothers to go be given his chelak equally. But al kaponim, being that each brother took the equal risk that the Baal Chayv might come to be neitel chelkai, being that all the brothers took an equal risk, it's ki'ilu they all took a regular karka b'chayvai. This that he took an apoitiki does not make it like karka and ksafim. And being that they all took an equal risk, Mele Zok Shmuel, Allah is vita, that if one brother loses that, it's his loss, and he's nifsad b'chayvai, being that the other brothers also took an equal risk, and they also took that a karka that was nasa apoitiki. The Ma'am Shif in Baba Kama, and there's also Nashita Mekubetzes b'shem Arash in Baba Kama, in one of his terutzim answer, that even though one brother took a karka that was nasa apoitiki, we're discussing a case that the brothers did not know this karka was an apoitiki. And being that it was lo yada b'shasa chaluka, that the karka was an apoitiki, we cannot say they were chaluk at a daita da hachi, that if the Baal Chayv takes the apoitiki, this brother should be able to go to the other brothers and be neitel chelka. Being that it was lo yada b'shasa chaluka, we cannot say the svar of karka and ksofen that it was a daita da hachi chalak. When Mele, if the Baal Chayv comes, he has a right to take the apoitiki from that brother who was neitel the karka, which was nasa apoitiki, and that brother is nifsad according to Shmuel. We don't say this far that a daita da hachi chalak, that it was adas, that if the Baal Chayv comes and takes the apoitiki, he should be able to be neitel chalkai from the other brothers. The Rashi Baba Kama gives another teretz, being that Tosis explains we are not discussing a regular apoitiki. The Gemara is mamshech to mefarish according to Ravasi that they have a right to be misalak the Baal Chayv bezuzi. We are discussing a case where they can misalak the Baal Chayv bezuzi. Usually when karka is nasra apoitiki, you cannot be misalak the Baal Chayv bezuzi. The Mele, being that this is not an apoitiki gomer, the Baal Chayv does not automatically have a right to be gave with this karka, they could be misalak in bezuzi, and if it's not an apoitiki gomer, it's not like karka and ksafim where there is no chance, bechlal, Baal Chayv will be neitel the ksafim. Being that it's not a vada, there's going to be neitel the karka, which is nasa apoitiki, they have a right to be misalak in bezuzi, it's not a regular apoitiki, and it's not automatic that it's going to be neitel this karka, and therefore we do not have the halacha of echad bekarka of echad beksafim. So Shmuel, the brother that took the apoitiki, was taking it a daita dahachi, that if the Baal Chayv comes and takes it, he's going to be nifsad. And therefore, Zok Shmuel Vitter, that this brother who took the karka of Nasan Apoitiki, loses out his chelik and he can't go back to the other brothers to be Neitel Chelkai. The second teretz we said over, the teretz of the Ramban, the Ramban's chelik on the Ike Kash is like the Ramban of Baal Chayv has a right to be Goyva, the Chayv from each of the brothers, from each of the Yoshim, it's Rotzim Yizeh Goyva, Rotzim Yizeh Goyva. It's Mevua, Machlik is Tosis and the Ramban. Tosis holds the Baal Chayv does not have a right to be Goyva's entire chelik from one of the brothers. He has to take a chatzi chelkai from each brother. He only has the right to be goiva half of his chayv from each brother. And the Ramban of the Allah is rotzim izeh goiva, rotzim izeh goiva. A Baal Chayv has the right to be neitel chelkai from each one of the brothers. If he wants, he can be goiva his entire chayv from one brother. And that's why in our sugya achin shachelku, Baal Chayv, he can be neitel chelkai shal echam, and he can take his entire chayv in the chelik of one of the brothers. The Mechaber in Tzimikov Zayin by Lekuchis, when it comes to Baal Chayv is being neitel karka of the Lekuchis, he's being goyva chayv from Meshubadin that the Lekuchis bought from the Leiva. The halacha is that the Baal Chayv has to go to each one of the Lekuchis and take chatzi chelke. If there are two Lekuchis that bought the karka at the same time, the Baal Chayv comes to be goyva is neitel chatzi chayv from one of the Lekuchis and chatzi chayv from the second Lekuchis. And it's mashma the mechaber is passing like shita sa'atayisvist that when the Baal Chayv comes to be neitel chelke, we don't say rotzim izeh goyva, rotzim izeh goyva, he can take his entire chayv by the chelik of one of the brothers, and who would by lekuchis lecha'ir, he should be able to take his entire chayv from one of the lekuchis, only takes chatzi chelke from one of the lekuchis, and chatzi chelke from the second lekuchis. In fact, the ksay sa'achoshin in simikov zayin is steering the psakim of the mechaber. When it comes to the halachas of an arev, the mechaber paskins that if there are two people who are arevim on the chayv of the leiva, they each took a achrayus that if the Levi does not pay up the chayv, they're going to pay up the chayv. They became an arev on the chayv. The halacha is that if the Levi does not pay up the chayv and the malva is coming to be goyva from the arev, the halacha is it's rotzim izeh goyva v'rotzim izeh goyva. He has a right to be goyver from each one of the Arevim. Why is it that when it comes to an Arev, the Mechaber Paskins, Ratzimizegoyver, when it comes to Lakuchis, the Mechaber Paskins, the Bachayv is Neitel Chatzi Chelkoy from one of the Lakuchis and Chatzi Chelkoy from the other Lakuchis. Nichsoy de ba inish inon arvile, the kaka of a person of the Arevim on his Chayv. So, Maishan by an Arev that it's Ratzimizegoyver, Ratzimizegoyver, and by kaka, which is the Arev for the Chayv, we say is Neitel Chatzi Chelkoy Miechel 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 Nebshachin Avi Ezri in Perakhov Hemilchis Malva Voleva is Mazbe the Chilik between the Kuchis and the Arev. Zok Nebshach, when it comes to an Arev, each one of the Arevim are telling the Malva that if he's Maitzi Mamayne to lend money to the Leiva, they're taking a Chrayis, and this that he's Maitzi Mamayne is going to be Machayiv them in the Chayiv. They each have their own Chiev, their Egen Chiev to pay up the Chayiv. So being that it's each Arev has a Chiev to pay up the Chayiv with the Leiva, they have their own Machayiv to pay up the Chayiv. So therefore it's Ratzimizegoyver, Ratzimizegoyver. There's a chiyah for this Arev to pay up the chayv, and there's a chiyah for this second Arev to pay up the chayv. This that the Malva was Maitzi Mamayne is Mechayev, each one of the Arevim separately, being that they're Mekabel Arvis on the chayv. Mashenkin, when it comes to a Lekuchis, there's no chiyah on the karka to pay up the chayv on each karka individually. Each Lekuchis doesn't have an achayis to pay up the chayv. The Lekuchis are paying up the chayv of the Leiva. It's the Leiva's chayv that the karka is Meshubit to. And meaning that there's only one chayv of the Leiva which the karka is Meshubit to pay up. And mainly each one of the Lekuchis has an equal achrayas to that his karka is meshubit to pay up the chayv, the one chayv of the loiva. So being that they each have an equal achrayas to pay up the chayv of the loiva, therefore each one is neitel chatzi of the chayv. The bachayv only has a right to take chatzi chelka me'echa me'am v'chatzi chelka me'asheni. And if Shach is masbe further, that when it comes to Yoshim l'chayv, there's a machlikis if Yoshim is doimit to Lekuchis or Yoshim is doimit to Arevim. The Magen Mishnah paskins like Tosis when it comes to Lekuchis that Abachayv is Neitel Chatzi Chelka Me'echa Me'am V'Chatzi Chelka Me'asheni. Yeah, when it comes to Yerusha, the Magen Mishnah paskins like the Ramban that when the Abachayv comes to be Neitel Chelka from the Yerushim, the Halacha is the Abachayv is Rotsa Mizegoyva Rotsa Mizegoyva. So the Abshach is a machlekes between Tosis and the Magen Mishnah. How do we look at Yerushim? Are Yerushim similar to Lekuchis or are Yerushim similar to Arevim? Do we say each Yerush has his own chiyuv to pay up the chayv the avien, and each one of the Yerushim has his own mechayev to pay up the chayv, and therefore the halacha would be similar to Arevim that it's Ratzimizegoyver, like the Ramban answers in Asugya that Yerushim, each one has his own mechayev, and the Bachayev can go to one of the brothers and force that brother to pay up the entire chayv. Tosis understood that Yerushim is not, the brothers don't have a chiyuv to pay up the chayv as avien. The karka, the nechosim that they were Yerush is meshubit to the chayv as avien, but it's not an individual chiyuv on each brother to pay up chayv as avien. Together, the brothers that Yashin, the Karka Shel Avuin, have a Chiev to pay up Chayvus Avuin. But being that it's a collective Chiev on all the brothers, that they're all Achrei together to pay up Chayvus Avuin, the Mela, you can't go to one brother to pay up the entire Chayv. It's Doimit to Lekuchis that we say is Neitel Chatz, Chatzi Chelke Me'echa Me'am, Chatzi Chelke Me'asheni. Al Koponim of Shach is being refreshed when it comes to Lekuchis, it's understood why the Alokha the Mechaber Paskin, that it's Neitel Chatzi Chelke Me'echa Me'am, Neitel Chatzi Chelke Me'asheni. Being that there's no individual chiv on each one of the kuchis to pay up the chayv of the leiva, just the karkas meshubit to the chayv of the leiva. When it comes to an arev, the halacha is ratzimizegoyva, being that over there each arev has an individual mechayev to pay up the chayv of the leiva. And when it comes to yarshim, there is machlekes taisis na magen mishnah, if it's doimit to lekuchis or it's doimit to arev. Taisis of it's doimit to lekuchis, there is no chayv on each individual brother to pay up chayv savuin. It's a shiva the karkas to pay up chayv savuim, but it's not a chiyuv on each individual brother. And the Magen Mishnah that Yerushim is doimit arev, each Yerush has a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv al yisaimim lefroya chayv savuim, and each brother has an individual chiyuv to pay up the chayv of the father. And being that each brother has his own chiyuv, the halach is ratzimizegoyva. The third teretz we said over the teretz of the chedush aran and the chumas akriyin tzimikufa, and I understand this is also the kavon of the Ramban to being a second teretz. And we're discussing a case that this brother took karka beninus, and being that ikir dinei shel baal chayiv is to be neitel karka beninus, that's ikir shibudai. Therefore, you can go to that brother and be neitel kol chayiv from the chelik of that brother, and he's not mechayiv to go to the other brother and take an equal chelik from the other brothers. And the achrayim ask, why is it that Tosis was nimna and did not answer like this teretz of the Ramban and the Ran? L'chayiv, this is a pashat the eitzah for why is it that he was neitel chelka shelachmi, and being that their brother took the karka beninus and ikir shibudai shel baal chayiv from karka beninus. The Maram Shifin Baba Kaman Dav Tess explains that Tosis did not want to answer like the Ramban because being that Ikir Shibudai Shel Baal Chayiv is to be Neitel the Karka Beninus, it's looked at as if it's like Natal Echad Karka of Echad Ksafim. We mentioned earlier the first Loshon of the Gemara and Baba Kaman Dav Tess says if it's Natal Echad Karka of Echad Ksafim, it's a Daita Dahochi that if the Baal Chayiv takes the Karka, the brother that was Neitel Karka will be able to take the Chatzik Ksafim from the brother that was Neitel Ksafim. being that he took something that the Baal Chayv could be neitel b'chayvay, and the brother that took Sofim took something that the Baal Chayv cannot be neitel b'chayvay, Mamela we assume is a daita dahachi that when the Baal Chayv takes the karka, the first brother can go to the second brother and be neitel chatzi kaspay. So the Maram Shif, who adim when it comes to karka beininus, being that ikar dinah shall Baal Chayv is to be neitel karka beininus, therefore if the Baal Chayv comes and takes the karka beininus, we assume is a daita dahachi that when the Baal Chayv takes the karka beininus, this brother that took the karka beininus bechelkin can go to the other brothers and divide up the Yerusha again evenly. We assume is a daita dahachi bedumya to not alechet karka and not alechet ksafim. Therefore, Tosis did not want to answer that the case was that he took the bangness from one of the brothers, and Tosis answered the case was it was Asoya Poitiki, like we explained earlier. Either they didn't know the kark was an Apoitiki, it was Asa Shneem Apoitiki, but Akapanim was a case where it's not Daimon to Natal Echot Kark of Natal Echot Ksafim, and over there we say, so Shmuel Allah is that the brother that he was Natal Chalkai was Mafsid Chalkai. The Ktsaisa Achoshin in Simon Kovzayin, Siv Katan Tess, explains that Tosis did not want to answer like the Amban because the turrets of the Ran and the Amban is Tomua. The halach is that when it comes to Yisayimim, the Baal Chayv is neitel from Yisayimim is Ziburis. Priest Baal Chayv from Yisayimim, the halach is that it can only be neitel Ziburis. Hagam, normally the halach is that a Baal Chayv is neitel Chelka and Yikushibudis from Karka Beinanis. That's only by a regular person. When it comes to Yisayimim, he can only be Geber from Ziburis. So the Ktsais, the Taisis, now an answer like the Amban that it was neitel Ach Echot Karka Beinanis because there is no din from Baal Chayv to be neitel Karka Beinanis. A Baal Chayv is dinay from Yisayimim is Dafka Beziburis. In fact, it's a cash on the Amban. In fact, it's a that the Amban said it was not till one of the brothers took Karka Beninus, and therefore the Baal Chayv was not till Chelka Kule from that brother because Iku Shibudi Shal Baal Chayv is be Karka Beninus. In fact, it's a when it comes to Yisayim, the Piroin of Yisayim is Dafka from Ziburis and not from Beninus. So why is it if this brother took Beninus, the Baal Chayv has the right to take all of his Karka? And there are a number of Tirutzim that are claiming to answer this cash of the Ktsais Achoshin. How is it that the Amban said one brother took Karka Beninus, and therefore the Baal Chayv didn't to take his Karka, Lachay Redina Shal Baal Chayv from Yisayim is to be Perea from Ziburis, not from Beninus. The Evan Oslin Perek Chafayf Milchas Malva Valeva explains this, that there's a halacha that a Baal Chayv only takes Karka Ziburis from Yisayim and doesn't have a right to take Karka Beninus like the normal din of a Baal Chayv, which Ikka Shibudi is with Beninus, is only for the Taiva of the Yisayim. It was a takana that Chazal made for Teves HaYisayimim, that when a Baal Chayv comes to Perea Chayv from Yisayimim, he's ain't a Neitel Elam Ziburis, and he can't be Neitel Beninus. So the Evan Ozlo, it's only if it comes out of Teves from the Yisayimim. But in this case, being that one brother took Ziburis, another brother took Beninus, a third brother took Idis, it's only a Teves from the brother that took the Beninus to make a takana to say the Baal Chayv should be Neitel Ziburis. But for the brother that went and got the Chelka Ziburis, that's not a Teves for him to say the Baal Chayv is Neitel Ziburis. He is going to be nifsod idea. This halacha that is halacha that about chayish minetel chelke from ziburis. So being that it's being mafsid one of the yisayimim, may the way hodra to the ikar adin. In a case when taking from ziburis is mafsid one of the yisayimim, we go back to the ikar adin and ikar dina shal ba chayish minetel from karka beninus. So being that this case taking from ziburis is mafsid one brother, we say there is no halacha to take from ziburis. We say the halacha is that he's netel from karka beninus and hodra to the ikar adin, and therefore the brother that was netel karka beninus, the Baal Chayv can be Perea Kol Chayv from that brother, because Iker Shibud Shal Baal Chayv is Bekarka Beinus. There's another teretz from the Achreinim, Reb Leibin Simen Nunches declares, what's the halacha that we said Chazal and Mestak and the Baal Chayv is only Neitel Chelkem Ziburis and doesn't have a din to be given Beinus? Is it the Pshat that Chazal will Iker the Shibud of a Baal Chayv, that Baal Chayv usually Shibud is Beinus? Chazal will Iker the halacha that Shibud is Beinus, and they said when it comes to Yisayim, Shibud is Ziburis. Or do we say, no, I've added, it blibes the ikra halacha that Shibudi Shal Baal Chayv is Bekarka Beninus. Now, Chazal and Mechadish halacha that when it comes to Yisayim, the Yisayim have a right, just like a loiva has a right to mistalik the Baal Chayv Bezuzi to pay up his Chayv, then he doesn't have a right to take Karka. When it comes to Yisayim, Chazal and Mesakin, there's a halacha that Yisayim can mistalik the Baal Chayv with Karka Ziburis. Just like you can mistalik Bezuzi, they have a right to mistalik the Baal Chayv with Karka Ziburis. And once the Mesalak Chayv and the Perea Chayv is Avi and the Baal Chayv doesn't have right anymore to be Gaiva Chayv from Beninus. But it's not the Pshat the Chazal will Iker the Iker as Shibur, that there is no Shibur on the Karka Beninus. I've added there's still a Shibur on the Karka Beninus, but just like there's a Halacha, you can Mesalak the Baal Chayv Bezuzi, you can pay up the Chayv. Chazal and Mechadish, when it comes to Yisayim, they have a right to be Perea Chayvam. They can be Perea Chayvam with Karka Ziburis, and that's paying up the Chayv. Then the Baal Chayv will not have any more right to be Gaiva the Karka Beninus. So to believe an Afkamina, if somebody was Lakach me Yisayim, if a third person came and bought the karka from the Yisayimim, so now the Baal Chayv is going to the Lekuchis to be Gaiva Chayv from the Lekuchis to be Gaiva the Shibur that this karka is Meshubitim. If the Pshad is the Chazal will Iker the Ikra Shibur from the karka Beinus, and now the Shibur is on karka Ziburis, when the Yisayimim sold the karka Ziburis, they are selling karka which is Meshubit, and then the Baal Chayv is Neitel the karka Ziburis from the Lekuchis. Mashiach, if the Hashibut is really on the Karka Beinus, but Yisayim have a right to be Perea Chayvus Aviyem to Mesalik the Baal Chayv with Karka Ziburis, when the Yisayim go and sell all the Karkois to Lekach, and the Baal Chayv comes to be Gayv from the Lekuchis, then we go back to the Ikra Hashibut, there is no Schus for the Lekach to be Mesalik the Baal Chayv with Karka Ziburis. So being that this Schus to be Mesalik the Baal Chayv with Karka Ziburis was not Niskan for Lekach, then it would be hard to add into the Ikra Hashibut, and then the Baal Chayv would not be Natal Karka Ziburis, he would be Natal Karka Beinus, because Iker Dina Shal Baal Chayv and Iker Shibudah is Bekarka Beinus. So the Blei Mele Yesh Li Yashiv the Teretz of the Ramban. The Ramban said this, that the Baal Chayv is Neitel Kol Chilkoi from Kol Chayvoi from the Chilik of one of the brothers, because that brother took Karka Beinus. So the Blei, being that the Iker Shibudah is Bebeinus, it's a Schus the Yisayimim have, the Yisayimim have a right to be Mesalak the Baal Chayv with Karka Ziburis. If the Baal Chayv comes to one of the brothers to be Goyva Shibudah, he wants to be neitel shibudi from the karka beinus. So rather, this brother has a right to be misalik the Baal Chayv with karka ziburis. But this brother doesn't have karka ziburis. He only has the karka beinus. So being that he's not being misalik him with the karka ziburis because he didn't get karka ziburis by Yerusha Sa'aviv. So now the Baal Chayv has a right. If he's not being misalik karka ziburis, he has a right to be neitel shibudi from the karka beinus because ikka shibudi is be karka beinus. Being that this Yasim, this Yevish, is not using his schus to be misalikim with karka ziburis, it's hodra adin to the ikka shibudi, and ikka shibudi is be karka beinus, and therefore he can be neitel shibudi from the brother that got the karka beinus be Yerusha, and he can be neitel kol chayvoi from the chelik of that brother, from the brother who got the karka beinus, and we don't say that ain't priyayin of a Baal Chayv from Yisayim Elam ziburis, being that this brother is not using his chus to be misalik the Baal Chayv with the karka of ziburis, it's hodra adin to the ikka ashibud, and ikka ashibud is be karka beinus, he can be neitel kol chayvoi from the chelik of that brother. The Gemara is mamshich to explain the machlokes with Rav Shmuel, who is bo Baal Chayv v'not al chelko shel echad mehem. Rav says batla machlokes, and the Gemara is mefarish because he holds achin shechoku yoshenein. The Rashbam is mefarish, he holds the yoshenein, he holds yesh breira, and after the brothers divide up Yerusha, that's mevaral ma'afeya. This was the chelik that felt him originally be Yerusha. Therefore, we say that achin shechoku yoshenein, this that there's zechad to this piece of karka is mitakoyach of yoshen. And Shmuel says, Vitter Zakhti Gemara Kasova Achin Shacholku Lakuchisein. He holds this that the brothers divide up their karka and each one gets a specific karka in the Yerusha Sa'aviv as Allah of Lakuchisein. He holds Aim Breyo, and therefore Bishas Misa Saviyam it fell to all the brothers together. When they divided up it as Allah of Lakuchis, that each one's kilo buying this karka from the other one. And Rashbam is Mefarish, this that Shmuel says, Lakuchisein, and it's Lakuchis Shalai Ba'achrayis. Even though normally we say when a person sells karka lachaveri, we assume mistama there's achrayis, and if a person didn't mention achrayis, we say achrayis toz. So if you, afiloachi, when it comes to achin shacholku, we could assume that daitam was that there should not be achrayis, and therefore each one's willing to take the risk that if this karka was nigva b'choiv, that a Baal Chayv comes and takes the karka, he will lose out. And he'll have a schus that if his brother's karka is taken, when the Baal Chayv takes his brother's karka, his brother cannot come to him b'tviyas. And therefore, being that both of them is tamah bedaitam, they should not be achrayis, therefore they consider lekuchah shalai b'achrayis. And if the Baal Chayv comes and takes the karka of one of them, being that's lekuchah shalai b'achrayis, this brother cannot come back to be teveya from his brother, this that he was nifsad because he got a karka which a Baal Chayv took. In the svar of Rav, this that the Gemara tells us, Rav Amar Yoshenein, and being that Rav holds that there's yesh breira on each brother that got his specific karka as halacha v'yoyrish, Memela Rav says, batla machlokes, there's a machlokes of Rishonim, and how to explain Rav. Why? Because we say Yoshenein, is that a reason to say Batla Machlekes? The Rashbam in Divya Mascha Yoshenein explains Teiras Yoshen Yeshaleim Lefreya Ben Kulon Chayves Aviyem. The Rashbam is Mefarish that being they have a Teiras Yoshen, so therefore it's Mutala Aleim to be Perea Chayves Aviyem. And there's also a similar Shita in Rashi and Baba Kaman, Dav Tesla Mad Aleph. Rashi is Mefarish, this that we say Yoshenein is Al Shneim Lefreya, Zok Rashi being that the Yoshen it's Al Shneim to be Perea Chayves Aviyem, Hilkoch Mechtsis. Chelka Yachzeloi. So Rashi, this that Rav says, Batal Machlekes, we have to redivide it, is being that it's Mutal Al Shneim to be Perea, if he pays for his brother, if he pays the entire Chayv, and really it was Mutal on both brothers to pay the Chayv, being that he paid up the Chayv, that him and his brother were both supposed to pay together, therefore his brother has to be Machzehim Mechzis of the Chayv, he has to be Machzehim Mechzis of the Karka. Now I know this that we say Yoshin is not because the Chalukah is Batal, and therefore they have to redivide it again. Rashi in the Rashbam being Mefarish, this that Rav says Yoshenein, and therefore Batal Machloik is being that he says Yoshenein, therefore we say, because they have Allah of Yoshen, Mutal Aleim, on Kol Echo Ve'echo, to prepare a Chayvus Aviv together, and each one has to pay half of the Chayv, being that he's paying up Chayvus Shal Achiv, therefore we say, when he pays up the Chayv entirely, he can go be Tavir from his brother, Mechzis of the Chayv that he paid up in his stead. And the stipler in Baba Kama and Simen Ches asks, why does this svaro that we say that it's Ashneim Mutal Lefreya Chayvis Aviyim, what does that have to do with Yoshenein? Afidof, we would say Achen Shacholku Lekuchesein, we could also say that it's Mutal Ashneim Lefreya Chayvis Aviyim, and being that he paid his brother's Chayv, being that he paid up the Chayv on behalf of both of them, and he paid the entire Chayv himself, he can go be Tevea now from his brother, the Chayv that he paid on his behalf. And the stipler is Masber that it's only if we say Achin Chacholku Yoshnein, it was not a Lakuchis Bechlal, they are Yoshnein, therefore it's Shaykh to say such a Svar, that being that it's Mutal Aleim Lefreya Chayvis Aviyim, he could be Ritevea from his brother, the half of the Chayv. But if we have to say that it's Lakuchisein, and like the Rashbam was Mefarish, that Achin Chacholku Lakuchisein is Lakuchis Shaloi Ba'achrayis, so they have Das Peshasta Chalukim, and normally when a Lekeach buys Karka, he buys it Ba'achrayis. Over here they are willing to take the risk so that they shouldn't lose out. If the Baal Chayv takes from the brother, that they are going to be masking that if the Baal Chayv takes their karka, they should be nefsad. In such a case where the das was for the kach shalei ba'achrayis, we assume included in that das was also that if he is to pay up the entire chayv himself, even though normally being that it's ashnei amutal lefreya chayvis, I mean he could be teveyet, just like they wanted it to be a lekuche shalei ba'achrayis, mistama they want that if the Baal Chayv takes the karka of one of them, he should not be able to be teveyet from his brother. Kishen that they don't want to have a lekuchas ba'achrayis, mistama they don't want that if the Baal Chayv takes the karka of one of them, the halacha should be that it can be ritaveyat from his brother. It's the same dust that they wanted to be in the oifen, that if a Baal Chayv comes, it should be completely from the one that he takes the karka from and the other brother should gain. In the Muki Yosef in Baba Kama's Mefarish, this the Rab says Yoshin, and therefore we say Batla Chaluka, being that they divided up the karka evenly, and now the Baal Chayv came and took the karka of one of them. So in Muki Yosef, it's a gloy l'ma'afer that this chalukah was betos. It's a gloy that this day were originally chalik the karka in such an oifen that once you get a karka which can end up being lost to a Baal Chayv, it was a chalukah betos, and therefore they have to redivide the karka. And the feeling of Muki Yosef, also the same question one can ask, why is this tali dafka in Yoshenein? Why do we say it's a chalukah betos? Dafka if achin chalukah Yoshenein, if you say yesh breyer. I feel if you have to say achin shacholku lekuchesayim lechayor, also we could say the svar that this that divided up in such a life and they made a lekuches was betos, being that the Baal Chayv came and took the karka of one of the brothers, it comes that the chalukah they divided up was a chalukah betos and they should have to redivide it again. Why is it that Rav's svar is totally dafka because Rav holds yesh bira and Rav holds achin shacholku lekuches yoshenein? And beemes the lashon of the Muki Yosef when the Muki Yosef is mefarishit as Rav. He says, Yoshim Avid the Kolchad Minayu Lezochi Bei Bachalokeh Elu Mikoyach Yerusha. The entire schus to take this karka is only Mikoyach Yerusha. And Zokhtan Muki Yosef, Mikoyach Yerusha, Lehavya Lehechod De Moti Le Achvi Mai De Chose Lefuma Moina De Shavak Avoin. The entire schus to take a Yerusha is only if all the brothers get an equal chalak. The entire schus of each brother to be Yoshenein, Mikoyach Tista to a Yerusha, the father, they have a schus to get a chelik in the Yerusha, is only in as much that all the other brothers got an equal chelik. If it was to be that one of the brothers didn't get an equal chelik, it comes that none of the brothers had a right to take a chelik in the Yerusha. Therefore, it's understandable, Achin Chacholku Yoshenein, being that the Koyach to take this karka, this specific karka is theirs, is only Mikoyach the Yerusha. And you only get a Koyach the Yerusha if all the brothers divided up the karka evenly and got an equal chelik. Being that over here that a Baal Chayv was not al chelik shalechel me, and he took to one of the brothers, he was mafsid his chelik, it comes that he didn't get an equal chelik from all the brothers, it comes that it was batel of the koyach ha-yerusha of all the brothers. And being that it was batel of the koyach ha-yerusha of all the brothers, no one has a schus to the karka anymore, and they have to be chayzer v'chayzer because it's a chalukah betos. Mashenkin achin shachoku lekuches, and if they bought from each other the karka, and they did a lekuches shalei b'achrayis, so each one has a schus to the karka which he kilu brought from his brother, shalei b'achrayis, that afilo for Baal Chayv comes and takes the karka of one of the brothers, the other brothers do not have to pay him back, being that they made up with lekuches shalei b'achrayis, they have a schus to keep the karka which they bought. If Shimon Shkop in Baba Kama is mefarish, he answers this question, why is it that according to the Muki Yosef, Rab Amar Yoshne, and therefore it's batla chalukah, but if you say lekuches, and we don't say it was a chalukah betos, that we don't say batla chalukah. And he's mefarish, this that the Baal Chayv comes to be goyva the karka b'chayva sabiv is mikanu labo goyva. He's not goyva l'mafeya, he's goyva mikanu labo, he comes to be goyva the karka. So it comes out if achin shacholku l'kuchesein b'shasta chalukah b'shasta kilu bought the karka from each other, at that point that the Baal Chayv didn't come yet take the karka. And it was taka even chalukah that each brother got the karka, even chedek of Yerusha sabiv. It's only after the Baal Chayv comes, mikanu labo goyva, he came and he was goyva, Mikano Lahaba, one of the brothers chelik, that this brother was nifsar, and therefore we say it's lekuches shalei ba'achrayis, and he does not have a right to go be tevea back from the brothers. It wasn't a chalukah betos. He can't claim this chalukah was done betos, being that Baal Chayv Mikano Labo Goyva. Dr. Shimon, but if we have to say Achin Shecholku Yoshenein, we're going with a Yesh Beyer, it's Hovra Adovel Ma'afeya that Mishas Misas Aviv fell to each brother's specific karka. This was his Yerusha that he was Yerush Me'aviv Mishas Misasoi. So Dr. Shimon, we can't say that one brother didn't get a Yerusha Mishas Misa, being that now when it comes to Baal Chayv took his Chelik and it was Nifsat, he does not have a Chelik B'Yerusha anymore. He cannot say Hovra Adovel Ma'afeya that one brother didn't receive an equal Chelik B'Yerusha like the other brothers. So being that with working with the Yesh Beyer, we will be revival my faith what fell b'shas misa, gam that we say that the Baal Chayv is mikana labo goiva, but our kaponim is not falling to that brother, l'marfeya, we can't see it falling to him in equal chelik with all his other brothers. Therefore, if you say achin shecholku yoshenein, and if we say bot l'chalukah, because we can't say hovra adovel l'marfeya, that each one is getting an equal chelik, so that we don't see l'marfeya the entire chalukah, we made it to chalukah betos, and zokriyav bot l'chalukah, they have to re-divide up the karka again. Akoponim, we said over two shittas from Mefarish this, that Rav says Achin Shecholku is Yoshenhein, and therefore we say Batla Chalukah, they have to redivide up the kark when Baal Chayv was not Lachelik Shalachamayim. The shita of the Ashbam and Rashi and Baba Kama and Daf Tes is that being that it's Mutalal Ukulam Lefrey Achayv Saviyim, they all have an equal chiv to Perei Achayv Saviyim, therefore after one brother pays up the entire Chayv, he can go back to the other brothers and redivide up the kark again. He has a schus to be Tevei, this that he paid up the Chayv on their behalf. And the Nemuk Yosef was mefarish that Rav holds Achin Shecholku Yoshenein, it's Batla Chalukah, it was a Chalukah Betos. And being that it was a Chalukah Betos, because one brother didn't really get a Chelik B'Yerusha, therefore they have to redo the Chalukah again and redivide up the Karaka again. And there's an Afkamina between these two reasons. The Sman Choshe Mishpa Paskins, just like we say Achin Shecholku is Yoshenein, therefore it's Batla Chalukah, who are dimmed by Shutvin Shecholku also. If Shutvin were chelik up the karka that they had together b'shutvis, and a Baal Chayv came and it was not l'chelik shel echad mehem, so the Sma, just like Rav says over here, by Achin Shecholku Yoshenein, it's batla chaluka, who had them by Shutvin also, the halacha would be batla chaluka, and the Shutvin would have to redivide up the karka again. And the Taz is chelik on the Sma. The Taz says, this that we say Achin Shecholku is dafka by Achin, because Rashi's mefarish that it's mutla ashneim l'fray achayv esaviyim, and that's a svar dafka by Yoshin that it's mutla aleim lefreya chayves aviyim. Mashenki, when it comes to shutfin, where there is no chiv to be pereya the chayva mutla on each one, we don't have the svar that Rashi says by Yoshin that it's mutla aleim lefreya chayves aviyim. Over there, it's not shaykh the svar to say batla chaluka. And over there, everybody's masking to Shmuel that vitter. We don't say that being that it should be batla chaluka, just like we say by Achin Shecholku. This type is Ma'ir that calls as only Lefishitas Rashi, the entire Svar of the Taz is only Lefishitas Rashi, that this the Rav says Batla Chalukah is because it's Ashneim Mutal Lefreya Chavis Aviyim. Now, shaking the feet of Svar of the Nemuk Yosef that we say it's a Chalukah Betos, just like we say by Achin Shecholku Yoshenein, that we assume it's a Chalukah Betos and they have to redivide the Karak up, who then by Shutfin Shecholku, the same Allah will be true. We will also say it was a Chalukah Betos, and being that the Chalukah was done Betos, so therefore they would have to redivide up the Karka, just like Rav says by Achin, that same halacha would be true by Shutfin also. The Pseis HaChoshin in Simin Lamed Zayin Tzif Katan Gimel makes a pshar between the Das HaTaz and Das HaSma. Zoktik Tzois, that if it was a Bob HaChoyv and not a Chelka Shalecha Mehen, over there Avad is Nechoinim Divrei HaTaz. Over there we would say it's dafka by Achin Shecholku, which are Yoshnein, Ashneim, Mutal, Lefrey, Achayv, Esaviyem. It's dafka by Achin that we say it's Batla Chalukah. Mashekim, Ashutfin, Shecholku, it's not Mutal, Aleim, to be Perea, the Chayv. In such a case, we would not say that Alocha should be Batla Chalukah. But Zoktik Tzois calls that one with Baba, Achayv, and not Achelka, Shalecha, Mehem. But in the case where it was Nimtze, Karka, Isav, Shal, Echa, Mehem, was Nigzalas, Biyadam. This that they had such a karka, it turned out wasn't theirs, it was somebody else's karka, and the nigzel came, it was Tevei the karka, and he was Zeichet Bedin, that we assumed this karka was Nigzelus Beyodom. So, in such a case, it's Nechoinim Divrei HaSma, that not only by Achin Shecholku we said Batla Chalukah, but who then by Shutfin Shecholku also the Halacha would be Batla Chalukah. Being that this karka wasn't really theirs, B'shas the Chalukah, it comes out the entire Chalukah was a toss. They were dividing karka that wasn't really theirs, some of the karka being divided, with Chiluk of one of them wasn't really their karka. Over there, Avadetz a Chalukah Betos, and the Halacha would be it's Batla Chalukah, the one who the Nigzal took the Karka from can be Ritevei the Karka from the second Shutif. Dr. Tzois, the Sma is discussing a case of a Nigzal being Tevei Karka Oisop, and that's why the Sma is Chelik after Taz, and the Sma holds in such a case not only by Achin Shecholku, it's Batla Chalukah, who adins the Sma holds when it comes to Shutfin Shecholku also, it's Batla Chalukah, because the Sma is discussing a case of a Nigzal, and that's why the Sma holds that not only by Achin, but who adins by Shutfin also. Hakoponim, he said, over Machlik is this man, the Taz, if the Allah of Achen Shechokud, according to Rav Batlach, Alukas, Dapka by Achen, it's by Shutfin also. The stipler said it's telling the Machlikis, Rashi and the Nimuki Yosef, according to that Rashi, that it's Ashne Mutal of Freyas Chavis Aviyam, would be Dapka by Achen, not by Shutfin. Mashekin, according to the Nimuki Yosef, that it's a Chalukas Betos, this Allah will not only be true by Achen, it would be by Shutfin also. And we said over the choice that it's totally whether or not it's Boba, Chayv, and not a Chelko Shalechem, and then Avad, it's Nechayn in the Svar from the Taz. But in the case where it was Nimsa Kaka, Yisrael Shalechem, and was Gzela Beyodam, it comes that the Nigzal came to be Tavea the Kaka was never theirs. Over there, everyone is masking it's a Chaluka Betos, and the one who lost the Kaka could be re-Tavea, that they should re-divide the Kaka again. The Gemara continues to be Mefarish Tishita Revasi, Revasi Paskin, like to Revia Bekaka, or Revia Bemois. And the Gemara is Mefarish, he's Mesafkele, Yoshinavo, Yelakuchasave. So the Gemara, Revasi was Mesupik, if we say like Rabbi, we say like Shmuel, if Achen Chachoku are Yoshinen, or Achen Chachoku, Lakuchasen, and being that he's Mesupik, so the Revasi Aloch is like to Revia Bekaka, or Revia Bemois. The Ashbar means two Lishonis to Mefarish Tishita, the Shita of Revasi. The Rashbam in the first Lashon explains Ravasi that the halach is that it's Maman Amutu B'Safik Cholkin, being that he's Mesupik Iki Yoshin Iki Lekuches, it's Maman Amutu B'Safik, and the halach is Maman Amutu B'Safik Cholkin, Iki B'Neitel Chatzi Chelkai. And Dr. Rashbam, this that he's Neitel Chatzi Chelkai, he's Neitel Revia B'Karka Oy Revia B'Mois. He's Mefarish, this that the Gemara says Revia B'Karka or Revia B'Mois means either Revia B'Karka or Revia B'Mois. He could be Neitel Revia B'Karka because he holds Batla Chaluka like Rav, Oy Revia B'mois, he's also Chaylik on Rav. This the Rav says it's Batlach, Chaluka, and they redivide up the Karka evenly. The Rav Asi holds that the other brothers can have a taina that they would have been misalik to Bachayv Bezuzi. They would have given the Bachayv money and been misalik in Bezuzi that the Bachayv shouldn't have taken Karka. Being that the brothers have such a taina that they would have been misalik to Bachayv Bezuzi, Melech Zok Rav Asi, the brother that lost his Chaylik be neitel either Revia B'Karka or Revia B'mois, he doesn't have right to take Dafka Karka to redivide the Karka. To either he gets Karka, or if the brothers want, they can pay him money, he's neitel oy revia b'karka, oy revia b'mois. The Rashbam brings a second Lashon, who's mefarish, that according to Ravasi doesn't mean oy revia b'karka, or revia b'mois, what it means is revia b'karka, or revia b'mois. He takes a revia of Karka, and he takes a revia of mois. He's mesafkalu, if it's kiyosh neki lekuches. But even on the tada it's lekuches, he does not hold like Shmuel, that it's like a lekeach shalei b'achrayis. Ravasi holds that even if it's a lekuches, it's a lekuches b'achrayis. Mimela, it's Yoshnein, therefore he takes Neitel Chatzi Karka because we pass in Yachloiku on the tzad that maybe he's Yoshnein, he has a right to redivide the Karka evenly, so half of his Chedik he takes Bekarkois, and meaning that there's a Psak from Yachloiku on the tzad that is Lekuches, and he only has a right to be Tevea Mois, or Lekech Barachrayis only has a right to be Tevea Mois. So the Aloch is Yachloiku, he's Neitel Chatzi Karka, and he's Neitel Chatzi Mois. It's Revia Bekarka and Revia Bemois. But the suffix is if it's Kiyoshnein or it's Ke Lekech Barachrayis, not like Shmuel said that it's Toises in the Ve'amaschel, Ve'av Asi Mesafkele asks on the first Lashon of the Ashbam. According to the first Lashon of the Ashbam, that Ve'av Asi holds in Neitel Oy Revia Bekarka, Oy Revia Bemois, and Dr. Gemarit Mesafkele with Kiyoshenhein or Kilakucha saying Dr. Ashbam is Kilakucha Shalai Bachrayas. In fact, Toises has the Gemar know that Ve'av Asi is Mesupik if it's Kiyoshen or Kilakucha Shalai Bachrayas. Maybe the suffix of Ve'av Asi is whether or not he's Lekech Bachrayas or Lekech Shalai Bachrayas. And if he has a right to be Tevei Kesef on the tzad that he's a Lekech Bachrayas, then he gets half of his Chaylik Bekesef because maybe he's a Lekech Bachrayas. Where do Gemar know that the suffix is Kiyoshen or Kilakuchas? That he rather the Kuchas and the suffix is Bachrayas or Shalai Bachrayas. And therefore, Toises says, V'chein Nira Kepir Sheini Shabekuntras. Taisis hold like the second Lashon that it's neitel via kaka or via mois. It's mesafkul if it's a kiyoshin or kilekech b'achrayis. Over there, the suffix is neitel chatzi kaka because of the tzad yoshin and chatzi mois because of the tzad lekuches. And to miyashiv Taisis kasha on the first Lashon of the Rashbam, you have to be makdim l'chayu the entire svara of Rav Asi is difficult to understand. Rav Asi is mesafkul if it's kiyoshin or kilekuches. Dr. Rashbam in both Lashonis being that he's mesafkul the halach is yachloiku. According to the first Lashon, it's Yachloiku, he takes half of his Chedek, and according to the second Lashon, being that the suffix is, if he gets Kaka or Kesef, he takes Chatzi Kaka and Chatzi Kesef. Why is it? Because it's Mesafkulu, the Halach is Yachloiku. That's only the Shita of Sumchus holds that Maman Amutu B'Safik is Cholkin. But we pass it like the Abundant that Zaklau Gotl B'din Amitzi Mechavei Elov Araya. So why is it that because of Asi's Mesafkulu, therefore the Halach is, we say Yachloiku like Sumchus. Lachay, we should say, being that it's Mesafkulu, we should pass it Amitzi Mechavei Elov Araya. And the one who lost the Karka should not be able to be Moitzi from the other brothers' Karka Oysam. being that he's the mighty and it's only misafkul of his kiyoshna kilakuchas, he should not have a right to be taver the karka bechlau, we should pass my mighty mechaver love a raya. In the shita of the Rashbam itself, yesh liyashiv at the Rashbam and afkuf samach vavam and beis paskins like sumchis. The Rashbam holds that kaimulam kisumchis, be paskin like sumchis, that mamon amutta besafik is cholkin. And if yesh the farish, the Rashbam understood asugi is going a libid the sumchis, being that that's the halacha, therefore he said, be the farish asugi a libid the sumchis, that mamon amutta besafik cholkin. But Rav Yishayim though don't hold like the Rashbam, and Rav Yishayim hold that we paskin like the Rabbanan zekla godl, but then amaitzi mechaveh lover raya. And in Kedah, the Kusha Leduchte, why? Because of Asi's Mesafkul, Kiyoshna, Kilakuch, is that a reason to say Achloiku, Lechayef is Mesafkul, we should say Amitzi Mechaveh, Lava Raya. Toysis and Daf Samach Bezam at Bez, and Toysis and Bechayus and Daf Memches is Mefarish, that even though normally we pass an Amitzi Mechaveh, Lava Raya, there are times that Chazal, when they were Mesupik, they said that they saw it was Roy, that in such a case it should be Palgalahai or Palgalahai. Sometimes Chazal saw that it's Kedai to Machriya, such a Psak should be Achloiku. So Agam and Koli Dine Mominus, the Aloch is Amitzi Mechaveh Olav Arayah. Over here, there's a Takonis Chachom that Aloch should be Achloiku. And being the Rasi's Mesafku, Kiyoshni, Kilukukus, over here, even if he's the Rabbanan, also the Aloch would be Achloiku. Tosis in Baba Kama and Avtes, on the bottom of the Yom, the Vimaskar Hilkoch, is Mepharish, Loi Shayach Be Amitzi Mechaveh Olav Arayah. He says, according to Rasi, in Eitel Revia, Bekaka Revia, Bemois, because it's Loi Shayach Bu Amitzi Mechaveh Olav Arayah, and Divya Tosis Astumim, why is it Loi Shayach Bu Amitzi Mechaveh Olav Arayah? The Maram is mefarish aliba de sumchis. The Maram is mefarish being that the draw the remind now therefore mamon amut the besafik is cholkin. He's mefarish kavodas at toisus like the shita of sumchis. But the chayv et shvet toisus holds the halach is like the rabbanan that we pass on amitzu mechavei olav araya. Why would toisus be mefarish avasi aliba de sumchis? Reb Shimon and Baba Kama is mefarish kavodas at toisus. This that toisus says of yitz leishayich bo amitzu mechavei olav araya. So Reb Shimon, it's only shaykh by karkois to say that one is the muhsik and our sugya, it's coming mikoyach the din of a marakama, being that the karka used to be his. So therefore, we assume the karka still is. He has the koyach of a marakama, but on karka it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh to say he's a muhsik mikoyach tfisasoi. So Reb Shimon, being that he's coming mikoyach a marakama, and over here we are handling a Yerusha, we want to know whether or not the ikkud this that he is the marakama is now Ahmed Basafik. Was he taka the marakama? This that we say yoshnein, this chalukah that we did that made him into the marakama, maybe that was betos. Maybe the halach is that yoshnein, it's a chalukah betos, and he was never really the marakama. So Reb Shimon, being that the suffix is on his entire halach of being a marakama, over there we don't see him in this suffix as a marakama. We look at him that he's bechlal not a muchzik, there is no muchzik over here in the suffix. Being that there is no muchzik, there is no halach of a meitzim echaveh alav arayah, and the abanan amaskim to sumchis that over here, mom and amutu besuffix is chalkin. Being that in our tzir, there's no muchzik, the marakama is not nechshav a marakama, because the suffix gufa is whether or not hitaka is a marakama or not. In such a case, the Rabbanan maskim to sumchis that we say mamon amutu besuffik is chok, and therefore Rashi says the halacha is yachloiku. Zok Reb Shimon Mele Yesh Liyashiv Kushes Ar Tosis Divi Maskiv Rashi. We mentioned earlier, Tosis asked on the first lashon of the Rashbam, how do we know that the suffix is if it's kiyoshna kilakuchis, maybe lakuli alm it's kilakuchis, and the suffix is if it's lakuchis ba'achrayisu or lakach shalei ba'achrayis. So Reb Shimon, if the suffix could be lekech ba'achrayis or lekech shalei ba'achrayis, then avada is a marakama. Or lekech ba'achrayis has a right to go be tovei the mammon. Avada is being tovei mammon. He's being mighty the mammon. The chalukah was a good chalukah, but it's lekech ba'achrayis, and now he's coming to be tovei a kesef because he was niftrei the chalukah and he's lekech ba'achrayis. But avada is a mighty in such a case. The one who has the karka is the muksik and he's being mighty, and over there the psak would be a mighty mechavei lover raya. Being that there's a suffik lekech ba'achrayis, suffik lekech shalei ba'achrayis, and rather the psak would be amitzi mechavei olav araya, and the brother who lost his karka would not be able to be teveah to get his kesef back from the other brothers. Mashenken means that if the suffik is biyoshna kilokuches, so now the suffik is, if it's yoshna, and if there will be mustapik guf if he is the marakama, in such a case he's not considered the muchzik, then the abonna maskim to simchas halach is yachleiku, and therefore the gemara is mefarish of asi mesafklu ki yoshna kilokuches, and was not mefarish of asi yelitz kilokuches, and the suffix is ka ba'achrayis or shalai ba'achrayis. The gemara is masik the sugya v'hilchis of batla machleikis, the gemara paskins like Rav, and it's mashmah, we paskin like Rav, that achin shachulku yoshna, and it's mashmah, we paskin yesh beira, and therefore the achin shachulku yoshna, and memeil the halach is batla chaluka, they have to redivide up the karka. Toises in the mask of Ilchus are being Zacha Mashma the Kaimon the Yesh Beira. It's Mashma the Maskon of our Sugi is that we paskin Yesh Beira. And Toises is Miramis to Akasha that Lechayo we paskin all over the Loch is Ein Beira. We paskin by the Rabbanans Yesh Beira but by the Raisis Ein Beira. So how is it that the Maskon of our Sugi is to paskin like Rab that Batla Chaluk would be Mashma that we paskin Yesh Beira and the Loch we don't hold Yesh Beira, we paskin Ein Beira. Toises in Gittin on Daf Mem Ches is Mefarish that this that we paskin like Rav, we paskin Botla Chalukah, and Rav said Achin Shechoku Yoshenein does not mean Dafka Yoshen. Rav's Kavona that Achin Shechoku Yoshenein is what did Rav mean that he's Lekech Bachrayis. It doesn't mean the Mam is Yoshenein, we paskin Yesh Beryo. Afilu if we say Ein Beryo, and we say that it's Lekuchis saying, but it's Lekech Bachrayis, it's Doimit to Yoshen. And that's the Kavona of Rav when Rav says Yoshenein, therefore when we paskin Botla Chalukah, the reason why it's Botla Chalukah is because we wrote it's a Lekech Bachrayis. Other Rishonim answer similar to Toitzis that Avada Rav meant to say Yoshenein because we say Yesh Beryo, and Rav said Achin Shechoku Amamish Yoshen. But we paskin like Rav v'loimi tamei. We paskin like Rav that it's batla chaluka, but it's not because the reason of Rav that Achin Shechoku is Yoshenein. And the reason why we paskin as batla chaluka is because we hold it's a lekuchas ba'achrayis, and therefore the brothers have to redivide up the karka, give the brother back a compensation and give him back money to pay for this that he was nifsal because the bachay was not al chalka. The Russian Baba Kamen Simen Vav gives another teretz to this theory, and the Russian Mefarish this that we paskin batla chaluka is not mitaimi the Rav. It's not because we hold Achin Shechoku Yoshenein. So up to Rosh, the reason we pass in Batla Chalukah is for a different reason. Being that it's Mutala Kulam Bishavit to be Perea Chavis Aviyam, therefore the Halacha is Batla Chalukah. Even if the Halacha would be that Achin Shechoku Lekuchasein, but being that Brok Karada Avua, and being that it's Mutala Kulam to be Perea Chavis Aviyam, therefore we say that it's Batla Chalukah, they have to be divided up the Karka because they all were supposed to pay up this Chav evenly, and he went and paid up the Chav on behalf of all the brothers. We mentioned earlier this Svara as a Kasha. Why is it that it's Dafka because Rav holds Yoshenein according to Rashi and the Rashbam? Why Dafka? Because Rav says Yoshenein, that's why we say Batla Chalukah. And the Rosh Tak holds it this Svara Lamaisa that even if you say Achin Shechoku Lekuchasein, being that it's Mutla al Kulam Lefraya Chavis Aviyam, that's a reason to say Batla Chalukah. There's a Machlokes, the Ktsois and the Tumim, the Ktsois the Choshen brings this in Simen Samachvav, Sivkot and Chavav, whether or not Yisayme Veshibar Aguf. Is that only the same are paying chayvus aviyim because the shibut karkois that the nechasma the father meshubit to the chayv, or is there also a shibut aguf that the same themselves have a chiyav aguf to pay up chayvus aviyim? The Tumim holds that the same have a shibut aguf also not only does the shibut nechasim but as brokar the avua the same have a shibut aguf to pay up chayvus aviyim, and the ktsais and simin samachvav is chelik on the Tumim. The ktsais holds that the same only have a shibut karkois the karka that they yashin is meshubit to the chayvus aviyim, but there is no shibut aguf on the gufan shalai yisaimim. And the Achreinim being arrived from the Divrei Rosh to the Svar to the Shita of the Tumim, it's mashma from the Rosh that the Yisayimim do have a chiyav l'freya chayves aviyim. It's mutla alim to pereya chayves aviyim. Is a right to the Shita of the Tumim that there's a shibud aguf on Yisayim, not only the shibud karakoyis, but there's also a shibud aguf on Yisayimim to be pereya chayves aviyim. The Mishnah and Daf Kuf Zayin on Medbeis brings the halacha of Oimer lachaveirei chatzi sodani meichelach. The meichel promises the lekech a chatzi sodai, promises a half of a field without being mefaret which half of the field. So the Mishnah mishamnim beineyem. So the Gemara is mefaret. What does it mean mishamnim beineyem? The lekech is neitel the chilek hakochu. She takes the weaker half of the field. He has to take the shvacher chilek of the field, but he's mishamnim beineyem. He gets bidmi. He gets half the value of the field. He'll get more karka to make up that he should end up with half of the value of the full sada. And the Mishnah is mesayim et halacha b'mekabel lav mokem agedeh chritz uben chritz. So the Mishnah, he has to mekabel on himself the makam of the geder to protect the field. The chritz is the ditches that the Gemara is mefarish. Why you need a chritz and a ben chritz to protect the field from the animals? He's mekabel alatzmei to make the geder, the chritz and the ben chritz. And the Rashbam is mefarish. Who mekabel alatzmei is referring to the meicher. The meicher is mekabel alatzmei. He has to take from his field, from his chelik of the field, to make a geder, a chritz and a ben chritz. The Rambam in Perek Chaf Aleph Milchus Mechira Alach of Chaf Beis Paskin Tum Mekabel Alatzmai means the Lekech is Mekabel Alatzmai. The Lekech has to take off from his karka to be able to make a geder and a chvitz and a ben chvitz to protect the field from the animals. It comes off the chelik asodah shal Lekech and not from the chelik asodah shal Meicher. Al Kapanim is Machlikis, the Rashbam and the Rambam, if whom Mekabel Alatzmai, if it's the Meicher is Mekabel Alatzmai, it comes off the chelik Meicher, or it comes off, according to the Rambam, it comes off the chelik Lekech, the Lekech is Mekabel Alatzmai. On the etzem halacha of the Mishnah, the etzem mechira happening that what meicher sells to lekech chatzi sodani meicher lach with happening mefarish which half of the karka, and the lekech is making a kinyan on the karka without knowing which half of the karka he's making a kinyan on. And the shaila asks the chayyav, how can one make a kinyan on something that he doesn't know? It's going to be nisbar later which chelik of the karka the kinyan is being chal on. The Rashba in a chuvin chelik beis simin pei beis. The shaila asks the Rashba, one who's selling lachaveri a chatzi bayis with happening mefarish which half of the house. And the Shoyal asked the Rashba that the Chayvit should be totally in Ein Beryo Yesh Beryo. If we hold Yesh Beryo, it could be Hovra Adobalam Afreya, what the Kinyan's being Chalan. But if we hold Ein Breira, like we pass in Ein Breira, L'chayra, such a kinyan cannot be chal, it was not mevur what the kinyan is being chal on. And the Rajbi is mechalik, and the Rajbi says that when it comes to a meichu and a lekech, if they're making a kinyan on a chelik a karka or a chelik a bayish and a mevur, it's not totally in Ein Breira, Yesh Breira. It's not totally in the sugi of Breira of Kol HaShas. And the Rajbi is mefarish, the chelik is dvorm, stumim, what is chelik is, why meichu and a lekech, it's not totally in the Breira of Kol HaShas. And even the mandam Ein Breira over here is masking that such a kinyan could be chal. And the Achreinim are mefarish, the Kavonas are Rajbo, similar to a svar that we find in the Nesivis and Simin Samachalas, have gotten in Gimel. The Nesivis is mechalik, this that we say, Ein Breira, is Dafka, and something that Peshas, that it's hovering, the Kinyan or the Chalais that was being created can no longer be created then. The Chalais has to have been created, Lamafreya, Peshas once creating the Chalais, it's not hover, and Peshas that it's hovering, it became clear what the Chalais is being made on, at that point the Chalais cannot be made anymore. And the Sivis gives the marshal of one who shechting a Karim Pesach, al mishi yala rishon Yerushalayim. So b'shas teshchitas ha-Pesach, we don't yet know who the Pesach is being nishchat on. So to the Sivis, but b'shas that it was hover, which one was yala rishon Yerushalayim, which one of the sons was the first one to enter Yerushalayim, and the Pesach is being nishchat on him, at that point the Pesach is kran nishchat. So b'shas that it's hover, the chalos can no longer be created. Or who do when it comes to ma'isa kedushin ha-manashe yir tza'aba? Such a Ma'aseh Kedushin, B'shas, the Ma'aseh Kedushin is being created, we don't, it's not hover whether or not it's Yetzer Abba or not Yetzer Abba. And B'shas, that is Ratzon Abba, being that the case of the Gemara is discussing a Kedushin B'biyah, at that point the B'biyah is Kvar Nigmar, in such a case the Chalais cannot be created, B'shas, that it's hover, the Chalais is already done, it cannot be made, B'shas, that it's hover whether or not it's Yetzer Abba. In such a case it's totally in the sugi of Ein Breira Yesh Breira, can we say a Chalais can be made, there'll be hover L'mafreya, what the Chalais has been Chalam. But Zokta Nesivis, when it comes to Kinyonim, where the kinyan can still be made la'achah, there's man that it's hover. One is making a kinyan which is einam of a rarer sense, can be hover la'achah's man, but afil la'achah's man that it became hover, one can make the chalais that it should be chal later. If he wanted, he can make the chalais to be chal la'achah's man she hover, one does not need the brayer in order to make the chalais chal. So the Nesivis, in such a case, being that he can make it be chal la'achah's man she hover, he can make the chalais be chal then, even if he says the chalais should be chal me'achshav, there's no chesaron of Ein Breira, and even the mandome Ein Breira is masking over there that we say hover adavah l'mafreya. Zokta Devei Chaim, the Kavanas of Rajba is similar to the Svar of the Nesivis. Being that when it comes to Kinyonim, one can make the Kinyon bichal la'achas man, he could say the Kinyon should bichal la'achas shahuvra, he wants the mecher, the Kinyon to bichal, after the mevah, which chatzi of the soda is being koine, the mele, he can even make the chalais bichal now also, even though now it's a Kinyon she'enim of a rarest, what it's being chal on, he can make it bichal me'achshav also, it's not totally in the sugi of Ein Breira Yesh Breira, even according to the Mandom, Ein Breira also is masking over here, k'bihuvra adoval marfeya, what the Kinyon is being chal on. Reb Shimon in Mareches Kinyonim in Simen Aleph brings this svar of the Nesivis, this svar of the Divrei Chaim to Mechalek, why by Kinyonim, when one is making a Kinyon on a Chelek, a Sodesh Enim of Averes, it's not telling the Sugi of Ein Breira and Yesh Breira. Reb Shimon is Mayrech to be Chelek on this svar, and he says in such a case also be totally in Yesh Breira and Ein Breira. So Reb Shimon, the Pshat in our Mishnah, this that we say, Chatzi Soda Ani Meichelach, and it's not totally in the Sugi of Machlekes of Yesh Breira and Ein Breira. He's not selling him the specific Karkois. He's telling him the schus to take half the karka from his sada. Being that he's telling him the schus to take chatzi asada, one can sell a schus in dine mominus, one can sell a schus in. When it comes to truma, when it comes to a chalais get, when it comes to a chalais kedushin, one cannot give a schus to allow a kedushin to be chal. There's no such thing as giving over a schus. In such a case, one has to come out to the sugi or beira of yesh beira or aim beira. Mashaka, when it comes to kinyanim, one can sell the schus to take chatzi asada. He doesn't have to sell a chelik amuvereris, he could sell that schus, and in such a case it wouldn't be toy in Ein Yesh Breira. Afilu according to the mandam Ein Breira also, even though it's not hover adover, there's no kinyan made on the etzem karka, but there's a chalais made on the karka that he has a schus to take chatzia karkois, and such a chalais can be created in dine mominus also, and therefore in our mission it's not toy in the machlekes of Ein Breira or Yesh Breira. Al Kaponim, we said there were two mahalchim from Yefarish the Rajba, either the Kavanas of Rajba is similar to the Nesivas and Simon Samachalis have gotten Gimel, that a dover that the Chalais can be made later, La'achah Shehovah, who then you can make the Chalais me'achshav also, and it's not totally in Ein Breira Yesh Breira, and Reb Shimon is Mazber, that the Chilik reason why it's not totally in Ein Breira Yesh Breira is because he's not selling him the Karka, which will be Hover later, that the Kinyan should be Chal on the Karka, La'achah Shehovah, when he's selling him the Schus to take the Karka, and later on, he'll make a kinyan on which karka that schus is going to be chal on. But the kinyan's not being made on the karka, the kinyan's may be made on the schus to go take the karka.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.